This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Live Internet Web Radio Broadcast. Broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent wherever they may live upon the earth. And certainly, very, very important information for all the people of the world, considering the fact that America now is a megapower, and this megapower is in the hands of what I call the Jewish supremacists, the Jewish extremists, the neocons, who have led us to war in Iraq, a war based on a lie, a war that has cost at least 100,000 lives and ruined the lives and the well-being and damaged the families of countless thousands of Americans, as well as damaging our economy, as well as increasing terrorism. Every aspect, every aim of this war has been countervailed. This war, from the beginning, was a war based on lie. It was a war for Israel. The proponents of this war, Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, David Wormser, Douglas Feith, Mr. Crystal, I could go on and on and on, Mr. Libby right now, who's probably facing indictment, and indeed the AIPAC officials who are now facing indictment for espionage for Israel, the most powerful lobby in the United States of America. All these factors work for war. But this war would not have been possible. It would not have been even conceivable, except for the fact that the media was a compliant accessory in this great crime. And yes, it's a great crime. It's a crime when you send an American boy, or even girl today, into battle to face loss of life or limb, and also separation from family and damage to their businesses and their homes, because many of these are citizen soldiers in the National Guards around the United States, and to face possible emasculation, to face crippling, to face terrible disfigurement. We keep alive a much higher percentage of the wounded than ever before in any war, but often we have men and women coming home without a face, or without the ability to walk anymore, or have children anymore, or see anymore, or even think much anymore. Vegetables that are coming home. And these people are coming home by the thousands, because we can keep these individuals alive much easier today than when we used to. And the cost of this war will be bearing the burden of this for generations. For generations, the cost will be into the trillions. But more importantly is the cost of these individuals who suffered so much. There's such a betrayal by their country. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a patriot. I'm not any typical, so-called peacenik. Even though over the years I've come to see and I've come to believe in peace, I've seen my share of the effects of war. I was a teacher in Laos, and I saw thousands of people dislocated from their homes, and I learned about and also victims of a lot of the effects of war. And I learned about the tragedy of war. And as we get older and we get a little more saner, I think, when the vinegar runs not quite so high, we begin to have a better understanding of the meaning of war. War always has to be the last resort. We should never rush to war. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we face one of the most critical moments in all of American history, in all of world history. Because these same Jewish extremist neocons who brought us this carnage, this catastrophe for America and the world of the Iraq War, are seriously trying to ramp up a new war in the Middle East. And this time, it's a war against Iran. Now, it's understandable, completely understandable, that they're going to do this, because it's precisely in the plan of the original paper written by Richard Perle, as well as David Wormser and Douglas Feith. And that paper, of course, was a clean break, a new strategy for securing the realm, a paper they wrote about a war for Israel. They wrote this paper, in fact, for Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli radical Likud president of the country at that time. And now they're taking this whole process, and the paper calls for war with Iraq, with Syria and Iran, and now they're ready to hit the second of the dominoes. But Iran is going to be something entirely different, ladies and gentlemen. It's three times the size of Iraq. The people have a very popular government there. It's an elected government. It truly is a democracy. I think their government's a lot more democratic than ours. I believe their government represents their people more than the United States government does. The American people don't want this massive immigration over our borders, and yet our government continues it. The American people don't want this war, but our government continues it. The American people certainly want a foreign policy in the interest of the United States of America and not controlled by a foreign country, and yet we continue to have this. The American people don't want affirmative action. They believe that the best qualified person could get the job, promotion, or scholarship. There are some that want it, yes, but the vast majority believe in equal opportunity, equal rights for all, and that things like affirmative action are racist. Now, I'm saying controversial things, but ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying is true. I can show you every poll. Every poll that's been conducted in the United States of America show at least 3/4 of the American people, if not more, want to secure our borders. And yet our president does not act to defend our laws. Our president does not act to defend our people. If you or I cross the border without going through customs or immigration, we'd be in serious trouble. But our border is being flaunted by millions of people in an almost invasion-like scenario that will destroy the foundations of the American country. The government of our country and the media are not in line with the values of our people. We don't have the democracy that we supposedly have. We have, and I'm a Republican, but we have a two-party swindle, really, ladies and gentlemen. Like George Wallace said long ago, there's not a dime's worth of difference. And you take a look at the critical issues. The Israeli lobby controls both parties. Both parties. And we've got to have people in our government that defend our interests and not the interests of a foreign land or any other minority interest. We've got to start being concerned about the interest of the great majority of the American people. And we're losing that. I have just posted on davidduke.com, and I hope all of you will go to that. And by the way, I want to mention something. I got up very early this morning. I'm way ahead of you from the United States time. I'm in Eastern Europe right now and doing some work over here. And I tell you something, it's hard sometimes, the time frame. I'm basically 9 hours ahead of the central part of the United States and 11 hours ahead of the West Coast. It's almost, you know, a half a day. I mean, that a half a day, of course, would be exactly halfway around the world. And so it's a very difficult time change. It says, one, I think, singer says, you know, it's midnight in Moscow is lunchtime in L.A., and that's about the way it is. And ladies and gentlemen, I did a show from California with Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com, and I have a long admiration for Jeff Rentz. He's a man who stands up for the truth. Everything he says I don't always agree with, as I'm sure everything I say he doesn't agree with, but he's a man who seeks the truth, and his website's devoted to it. And he has many controversial positions on his website, maybe even some more controversial than mine about UFOs. But of course, there's no price to pay about the UFOs. And in fact, it's almost like if he was talking about exposing UFOs landing and the extraterrestrials landing on Earth, and then the extraterrestrials had infiltrated things, and they're ready to attack the individuals and ruin the career of the individuals who expose them. Well, we have a similar situation in the United States. We have aliens of a different sort that have moved into our media and our government and have totally subverted them from the values of the American people. But Jeff Rentz and Rentz.com has been a fantastic website. It's well read all over the world. His radio show is something well read. I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of calls, and I want to say to those people tuning in to my program for the first time because of my appearance on the Jeff Rentz program that thank you so much for your hospitality in that show, and thanks to Jeff. And I'm going to get him a copy of my book very soon. We had a very great discussion, and you can go to that website to hear that discussion. In fact, maybe the intrepid Charles A. Lindbergh will post a link so people can hear the program I did earlier. Now, I just posted on my site, getting to the main crux of today's show, I just posted on my site a very revealing, recently released photo of the Iraqi people's toppling. I'll put that in quotes. Of the Saddam Hussein statue in Baghdad. Now, the distance photo shows that the statue being hauled down was ringed by 3 American tanks, and there was only a tiny handful of spectators. It was not the massive throngs that we saw on television. And this photograph is quite a very clear graphic representation of the way that the American people are just being consistently lied to, ladies and gentlemen. Lied to not just by government, but by the media. Now, I remember the day quite well when the statue fell, and I think that most people listening who saw that on the TV news or they saw the pictures in their local papers, they can't help but remember that. It's the kind of emotional event that you just simply will always remember. I remember also in watching the television news seeing the joyous scenes of the Iraqi people celebrating their liberation from Saddam Hussein, and they made it appear like there were thousands of people in the main square in Baghdad ready to pull down the statue of Hussein and welcoming the America as the liberators of Iraq. Only, my friends, there was one problem. It wasn't real. Without any doubt today, we know that the entire scene was staged by the U.S. government, and it was more worthy of a stage play with American soldiers misused as actors. The camera angles on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox News, the pictures in the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of them, they gave America an impression of thousands of Iraqis toppling the statue of the hated dictator, when it was actually the entire work of an American heavy equipment crew and a handful of Iraqis who stood around and witnessed it. Now, do you remember seeing the joyous throngs, the joyous Iraqis on TV news? Do you remember all the scenes? I'll jog your memory. You got to go back now, almost 3 years. Jog your memory. Go back to the spring of 2003. Do you remember the weapons of mass destruction that were uncovered almost every day in the American media? Huge headlines, first place in the news. We found them. We found the containers of weapons of mass destruction. We found the gas vans. We found the mobile biological laboratories. Big headlines. Of course, a few days later, when it proved that these were simply like pesticides for the crops out in the countryside, or that so-called biological laboratories were helium producers, which they used for weather balloons, or something like this, there was no headline. There was no correction. Because the media was in on the lie, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's one thing when the government lies. All Americans, and indeed everyone, everywhere in the world, almost expect government to lie. But for the press, the supposed free press of a free nation, to be an accomplice in a broad, obvious lie is something else altogether. From the beginning, the Iraq War was a treasonous betrayal of our loyal and sacrificing American troops, and the American people, who were willing to pay an enormous price for their security and for, quote, Iraqi freedom. Isn't that what they called it on CBS and ABC? Operation Iraqi Freedom? Well, you have controlled, unfree press. We're going to bring freedom to Iraq? The President of the United States is going to attack a nation that never attacked us in the most aggressive and illegal act of war in American history? An attack now shown to have been completely based on lies. To send a dedicated American soldier into battle at risk of life and limb, at personal cost and long separation from loved ones, and at a huge cost to the American people, all for a lie, all for Israel rather than America, that's the height of betrayal. And the press, ah yes, the press, such an example they pose for a free people. My fellow Americans and the other victims of this worldwide Zionist-influenced Western international-based media, you're going to have to dig down deep for the truth if you are to survive. Why, for instance, do we have this crisis with Iran? Is it not because we have let Israel pursue every kind of biological, chemical, and nuclear weapon without the threat of the loss of one shekel of the U.S. taxpayers' billions of dollars and shekels and gifts to Israel? Israel has blatantly pursued the very same illegal weapons of mass destruction and accomplished them for which we went to war with Iraq. But America, subverted by the neocons, is in league with this international pariah, a country whose leadership has literally authorized the ethnic cleansing of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, whose former president recently, Ariel Sharon, actually facilitated, was behind the mass murder of 1,000 or more Palestinian men, women, and children. Even an Israeli commission found him guilty of that in the Sabra and Shatila massacre. But now we know the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. But Israel has huge stockpiles of them. And we expect their enemies who sit under the threat of nuclear blackmail and annihilation, we expect them not to try to make a balance. Anybody who wouldn't would be absolutely insane. They'd need their head examined. That's possibly the only way they will survive and their freedom will survive. America, under the same extremist Jewish neocons that brought us the catastrophic Iraq War, are now ramping up for a truly world-toppling catastrophe, which would be a war against Iran. It is a war that cannot be won. I repeat, a war that cannot be won. It's a war in which everyone loses. If we do this war, we have the very clear prospect of oil well over $100 a barrel, maybe $150 to $200 a barrel. This would throw Europe and America into economic depression. We have a war in which everyone loses. At the very least, it will drive the world toward economic depression and increase terrorism. At the worst, it will be the catalyst of the neocons' wet dream, World War IV. And this world will be washed in blood. And you'll see a rising of terrorism against not only Americans, but for people all over the world. And by the way, there are millions of Americans all over the world. They do business, they do education, they do travel. We can't protect them all. We have enough difficulty protecting our own shores. And that has been shown to be a very, very tenuous protection. We can't protect Americans overseas. How many thousands of American lives will this war cost? How many billions of American dollars will this war cost? Trillions, even. And yet we have so much to do here at home. So much infrastructure that's crumbling. So many kids that need an education that can't afford it anymore. So many middle-class working Americans that can't even afford health insurance. And if they have a life-threatening or a serious illness in their family with their children or their wife or their husband or mother or son, they're liable. If they don't have insurance, they're liable to lose everything that they have worked for. I'm talking about tax-paying Americans. But people can't afford it, in part because of the tax burden of the United States and because of this extreme corruption that exists in the way our medical field is administered. One reason we can't afford medical insurance these days, and I diverge from the subject a minute, is because we have massive numbers of illegal aliens, non-American citizens, flooding our shores, and when they get sick, they go to the hospital, and the hospitals treat them, and you pay for it. When the hospital treats them free or pro bono, and they've never paid a penny in tax, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, or a penny in insurance or whatever, you have to get a higher medical bill. That's precisely what goes on, ladies and gentlemen, on a massive scale in the United States of America. It's part of the problem. It's one more part of the problem that's not discussed by the media. We have a government that lies to us. We have a media that lies to us. We've got to stand up. And this Iran war, a war with Iran, could be the greatest tragedy ever. and Iran certainly is at the top of the list of the neocon plans, as explained in A Clean Break, A New Strategy for Securing the Realm. The neocon plan for securing Israel's realm in the Middle East. And what will, ladies and gentlemen, securing Israel's realm in the Middle East cost millions and millions of Americans and other decent people around the world? One thing is for sure. We can't depend on the press, as shown by the Saddam Hussein toppling and many other things. We can't depend on the press to tell us the truth of this impending tragedy. Well, there you hear it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm animated today, obviously. It seems like every day I'm able to watch the news and to see the news mainly by Google. I don't watch hardly any television, hear very little radio, sometimes internet radio. But I get animated, and I'm as excited about what's going on today as I've ever been. And I got a note here from Friesendahl now, and he says, an excellent conversation with Mr. Rentz. I hope you're indeed able to record this for later listening on Stormfront. Rentz had this listed for Tuesday, but the show didn't happen. Fortunately, it's on live now. He says, what I've heard is pure gold. I hope that there'll be many more to come. And yes, we had a very good show, and I think we've had a very good show today, and I hope that you will join with me in getting this show out there. This is a powerful show. Maybe, I always say this, but it seems like every show in my mind is a little better than the previous one. I think I was on my work today. I think it was a sharp program. It was strong, and it's telling something that's got to be told. It's telling the truth about what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening in terms of the lies of the press and about this very dangerous war that we are soon to face unless we make our voices heard. Please help me get this program out to the people of the United States and the people of the world. Help us break the power of these Jewish extremist neocons and help us bring America back to the nation that is truly independent as our forefathers created it, and a nation that works in the interest of the American people and not any alien, any foreign power, our nation. Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddu.com.